Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
For years, in courtrooms and legislative settings, we've heard the same question over and over and over again. And that question is, what does it matter to you? It's asked in different ways, but at its essence, it's always the same question. What does it matter to you who I marry? What does it matter to you if I identify as the opposite sex? What does it matter to you if we encourage our child to question their gender at a very young age? What does it matter? But it does matter, and in ways we're only just now beginning to understand. First of all, it matters because it runs contrary to the very nature of God, and in many instances, it's an act that God calls sin. That alone is bad enough. We say that policy drives practice, and increasingly, bad policy is codifying sin as normal and acceptable. As we speak, the U.S. Congress has passed the so-called Respect for Marriage Act, mandating that same-sex marriage be legal in all 50 states. God says that participating in homosexual acts is abhorrent to Him. So what does it matter? It matters greatly to those followers of Christ who will increasingly be forced not only to accept same-sex marriage as normal, but be forced under penalty of law not only to condone same-sex marriage, but to actively participate in same-sex marriage ceremonies. This week, at the same time the so-called Respect for Marriage Act was being debated in Congress, there was a hearing going on across the street in the United States Supreme Court. The case was 303 Creative versus Alanis. At issue was whether or not a Christian website designer could be forced to create a website for a same-sex wedding. Under the heading, What Does It Matter to You?, the same-sex couple could have just walked away and found another designer when they found out that 303 was a Christian company. Instead, they chose to force 303's owner, Lori Smith, to create and help spread a message that runs directly contrary to her understanding of God's law. Just as Jack Phillips, the Colorado cake baker, Baronelle Stutzman, the Washington State florist, Melissa Klein, the Oregon baker, and the New Mexico photographer, and the Kentucky t-shirt maker have been forced to do. The list goes on and on. What does it matter? It matters to every single person who fears God and believes in His Word. But beyond that, it should matter to everyone who values the freedoms of speech and thought. Government should never be allowed to force anyone to spread a message they don't believe in by compelling people to speak in a manner acceptable to the government. Let's be clear, compelled speech is not free speech. Fortunately, in this case, the court appeared to be somewhat sympathetic. Alliance Defending Freedom's Kristen Wagner argued for our side and was masterful and articulate in her responses to three radical leftist judges. The lawyers for the other side did not fare as well. They stuttered, stammered, and got caught repeatedly in logic traps. We're guardedly optimistic, but even if we win, the battle won't be over. The left fights for keeps, and they won't stop until God's people are beaten into submission. We know who wins in the end, but between now and then, we can expect a very bumpy road. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslafi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.